This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
He's always taking shots at me because I say that, you know, bring up the run game and they're not physical enough. And I'm still going to talk about the run defense. They're not the team that they want to be. Brian Flores wants a physical team. They're not a physical team, but he didn't inherit.
They're not executing, but they are physical. You don't force four fumbles if you're not physical,
they're
my brother.
They're opportunistic, not physical. I mean,
they are physical because there were times where they drove and they forced them to settle for a field goal. And they're not a fine-tuned machine, but I'm not going to say that they're not physical, dude.
History says that they're not physical. They can't run the ball. They can't stop the run. If we want to get to the MO of what Brian Flores' teams are and just address – the negatives. They're opportunistic. They're very disciplined. They're mentally tough. I'll give you mentally tough, but they're a little bit finesse. They're not physical. They can't stop the run. They can't run the football.
Because there are times that they do stop it, and you did limit them to 16 points yesterday, and there were plenty of times.
I didn't say they weren't opportunistic.
And for Mac Jones' credit, they rocked his ass. And that kid completed passes knowing they were going to rock his ass. I disagree with you, I think the Dolphins are physical. What they aren't right now is perfect at execution is what it is. But you've got to be physical for some of the things that they do, and you've got to be mentally tough to fight through all the adversity that they've fought for so far in 2 years and to start this.
Not arguing with you that they're mentally tough, but if you want me to claim that you're physical, I'm sorry, but the Patriots can't be running all over you like they did yesterday. And you can't be averaging 3.2 yards per carry. This is consistent. This is not like it's just a surprise. No. You were the worst rushing team in franchise history in 2019. You're pretty bad last year. And you start out 3.2 yards per carry. And the Patriots did whatever they wanted in a run game on you. And fortunately, you forced two fumbles.
I know, but I just have a hard time calling, you know, Baker not physical or Javon Holland not a physical player or Raekwon Davis or Ogba. Or Solomon Kinley or Hunt.
I'm sorry. You're not physical. You gotta prove to me you're not a bitch ass team. And they are. History says they are a bitch ass team.
No. How can you say bitch ass?
2019.
They went 10-6, dude. I don't care about the record. And you're 1-0.
When a team bosses up on you and says, we're going to run the ball, we're going to stop the run, they do it.
Yeah, but that's because they're more matured in this area than Miami is. Miami has not matured yet. Remember, this is a team that hasn't matured. It's loaded with a bunch of young people. They're still trying to figure things out, and yet they go up there, and they go to New England and win, and they win 17-16, and they limit that team to 16 points.
Props to you for getting it done. Props to you for managing, but let's be real about it. No Xavier Howard, no win. Done. End of discussion.
That's fine. But that's X's job, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
But okay, and there were three other fumbles in the game.
If X forced that turnover, the Patriots were going to run their 4-minute offense, kill every second of clock on that time, and then kick a field goal and win that game. Let's be real about it. That's what they were going to do because you couldn't stop them.
Well, I think you couldn't stop them because of a lack of maturity at this point, because Miami's young on both sides of the line. They're more veterans and established already.
Who cares what the reason is?
So that means you're not physical because you haven't matured?
I'm not gonna credit your lack of physical. Like, you choose to be young. You chose to be young. You chose to do stupid shit that like cut Eric Flowers to move up 14 picks in the seventh round. That's your choice. You made that choice. So you made these choices.
Let's not make it sound like Eric Flowers is, you know, the second coming and you're missing
him. No, but he's better than a lot of what your options are right now.
But he's not the future, my brother. That's the key here.
Are we worried about the future, or are we worried about trying to make the playoffs? Which one are we worried about? What are we doing here?
They're 1-0. They're setting themselves.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. But there are two things, in my opinion, that could have made you a better team than the one that you were put on the field on Sunday. And the Eric Flowers move had no reason to do it other than to save a dollar. And two, Bernardrick McKinney. Nobody can still give me a reason. He wasn't great at a lot of things. Hold on. He was not great at a lot of things. But the one thing that I know from watching practice he was good at was stopping that run. You could have had him as a two-down linebacker, and he would have gobbled up the run and helped you out against the Patriots and then take him off the field for whatever. You are
partially 1,000% right. The problem is you're going up against Belichick, and you think he's not going to find a way to get him out in space and force him to cover somebody?
You think he wasn't trying to do that with Landon Roberts? Like,
no, I guess it, yeah, but you can't have two of those guys.
Sam Egwuvon, who I love, I like Sam Egwuvon, had to be on the field, more snap because, yes, Belichick was going to try to take advantage of Landon Roberts. But you could have had Bernardrick McKinney as an outside linebacker instead of Brandon Scarlett. I'm just saying – these are choices
but Scarlett helps them on special teams, which McKinney doesn't.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be here, but Scarlett made more snaps.
But Scarlett may help him in the pass. They trust him more in the pass game than they do McKinney. And as you know, dude, and all of us know, that you have to be multiple pretty much on this team. That's how they want it. And part of this, you know, Brandon Spikes was a hell of a two-down player too, and eventually – you know, Belichick said, you know, we've had enough. We got to move on because you're hurting us
again too.
Because they had injuries. But in the end, they had to get rid of him because he doesn't help you in certain areas. And you and I had this conversation about Bernardrick McKinney when they signed him. And Flo was saying, well, we're going to try to use him in pass rush. We're going to try to use him in coverage. And right away, I told you that doesn't exist. Because I've watched Bernardrick McKinney since his first day in the NFL. He can cover, and he can't rush the passer. If he's not stopping the run, that's the only thing he does, and he does it at a very high level. But that tells you exactly what it is.
But you and could have used in a game like – listen, in a game against the Patriots where you know they want to run the ball down your throat, and they might be the only opponent on your schedule that wants to do that. That's the game for Bernardrick McKinney. But because you don't want to guarantee his contract for an entire season, you cut him. And yeah, he hasn't found work yet, but that's more vet. Think about it. That's veteran situation where everybody knows if you sign a guy, you got to count.
Or is it also limitations too, Omar? You have to have a need for a two down linebacker. If you don't have a need for a two down linebacker, if you don't have a need for a two down linebacker in a passing league, that's, you know, don't roll your eyes on me. It's a passing league.
It is, but we just had this conversation last Friday about running the ball and being physical and getting to the playoffs with 1,500, what do we say, 2,000 rushing yards. Come on. You told me we win in 15 games, 2,000 rushing yards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If they get 2,000 yards, yeah. I have them winning 11. Okay. I'm just saying 11 right now. If they go
straight,
and I know you guys are going
to
ask, and he's not going to tell you shit. But what's going to happen at left tackle? Is there any chance that it becomes a competition, or does Jackson? What do you think? Jackson gets his job back, and they move Eichenberg back over to right tackle to back up Jesse.
Eichenberg just becomes a swing tackle for now until he can challenge Solomon Kinley, who I will say, and I still haven't gotten the All-22 to watch. I'm waiting for the All-22 to watch the line. For the people who don't know, that's the film where it's showing you all 22 angles. I think Solomon Kinley played well, and that is a surprise to me. And and this is a guy, as everybody should be in this situation, where and this is the calling card of a Brian Flores team, where everybody's put on notice. Like, even Jalen Phillips, yo, just because you're a first round pick, you're not just gonna get grandfathered in this starting spot.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to be a situational pass rusher. Javon Holland, same thing. You're going to be a situational dime player. You want this job, come get it. And Solomon Kinley is, by the grace of God, had that left guard spot. And because Eichenberg got hurt. And he's showing you he really played well based on the TV copy. And I'm like, whoa, that's not the Solomon Kinley that I saw last year. Like, he's playing like a man who's possessed. And props to him. That's the maturity you talk about. Solomon Kinley, I would tell you he
time, bro. We got to give these people time to grow. Are you the same writer you were the first freaking year you were in this business?
No.
Or the second year?
No. Not even close.
So if we need time to develop as human beings in everything that we do in life, the first year I ever did radio, you think I can carry a show the way I do now? There's no effing way I could have. I couldn't do a show by myself. Hell, most people in this business can't carry a show by themselves.
Cannot.
As if they need a second, a third, and a fourth person on there. Okay, so it's a whole different ballgame. We all must mature as human beings. Why is it we have no effing patience for some of these guys?
You know why? Because we're abused Dolphin fans. History of abuse. 2 decades being a dysfunctional
How come I've been abused just like you?
Yeah.
But yet I'm looking at what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing something different than the crap I've watched for many years. And I'm saying, hey, let's be patient. And the patience is paying off. Dude, I mean, they just went to now 16-10 now since that 0-7 start. He won his first game of the year, which he hadn't done the first 2 years so far. I mean, and here's another thing. His teams play their worst football at the beginning of the year. They actually get better as the year goes on. And you started 1-0. I mean, to me, I just see a lot of changes in the positive direction for this team. And I feel we should be a little bit more patient with some of these young cats. That's all. I just want to. We didn't make Gesicki. We killed Gesicki. Not me. Because I said, be patient.
Hand raised.
Yeah.
Still a limited player. You didn't see him against the Patriots.